But I would never apply that to a dam.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Right. It helps them.
Yeah. when you go to the grocery store, the guy at the checkout counter is going to put your groceries in what? Not a box, but a...
We call him a... You mean the employee?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We call him a checker.
Yeah, but what's the thing he's going to put the groceries in?
Oh, that's a... when I was growing up, that was always called a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
All right.
But the present terminology is a bag.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have any other terms they used?
No.
Okay. How about something like that that's made out of cloth? What would you call that?
Well, that would be a sack, too.
Mm-hmm. Are there any particular kinds of sacks that you can think of?
Yeah, there are... They're what we call gunny sacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a coarse material, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then farmers had a close woven, heavy canvas sack, I'd call it. And that was for handling wheat and mm-hmm. rye and barley. The gunny sack mostly was... used for coffee
mm-hmm.
that's shipped into this country, you know, and up in Michigan, that's what they use for potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see them in the stores, you know, seed mm-hmm. potatoes come in a gunny sack. See?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would you call a large, used to be made out of wood, object maybe you'd keep flour in or something like that, a big container?
You're talking about a barrel.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a small one of these?
Same type of thing we'd call a keg.
Mm-hmm. How would you, what are the metal things that go around either one of these that hold the staves together?
I think they're called bands.
Okay. Is there another term you might use for them?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Let's try a different tactic on this. They remember in the, I guess it was late 50s, early 60s, the kids had these plastic things they used to try to keep going around their waist. Call them a hula. You remember that?
Yeah.
What did they call those things?
That was a hoop.
Okay.
That is another... another term for those bands around the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Did they ever have a term for the amount of corn or something that you would take to the grist mill at one time to be ground up?
Well, of course, corn, wheat is always measured by the bushel.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of times farmers say it's going to take a wagon load.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have a term, though, like a turn of corn or a grist of corn or anything like
that? No, I never heard that around here.
Okay. How about the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms at one time? You call that a...
I'd call that an arm load.
Okay. Did they ever have a term where they had part of a load on a wagon? It wasn't full, but they just maybe half full.
Never heard one around here.
You never heard a term like jag or anything like that?
No. Oh, yeah, sure. That's right, but because that, I've heard that lots of times.
What's the term?
Somebody say, I'm going to the mine to get a little jag of coal.
Okay. What would the thing, maybe usually it's wicker that the housewife carries the laundry out to hang on the line. What do you call that?
Basket.
Yeah. Okay. How about the thing you blow on to make music?
Well, that's a harmonica.
Okay. Any other terms you know for it, or?